producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. I had to straighten my microphone up. All of a sudden, I was looking at it sort of tilted. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense, and we're going to talk about all things Second Call Defense and all the other stuff he does. Sean is a very multifaceted guy, sort of like a gemstone, but don't tell him I said so. When you look at life today, I would have to say that part of the problem that we have in the world today, especially with modern liberalism, is the mere fact of what we have become. We spend our lives are never long, not anymore. Our lives are not largely devoted to hunting and gathering food. We don't have to fight off marauders who would rape and enslave and kill us daily. And this allows a large segment of our society to forget that that's really the natural state of man. When they get out there and decry the violence that we see, the decay we see in it. This is the natural state of man. In the Dark Ages, you didn't have liberals because a liberal wouldn't have lasted but about 10 seconds, expiring with a spear through his guts after telling the local warlord that he disapproved of his patriarchal, philocentric, power structure and all that other stuff. Now, of course, a substantial number of Americans pay tribute to humanity's past by understanding human nature, and often by preparing to confront the forces of chaos. These people are the conservatives, the gun owners. We gun owners, we conservatives, expect problems and expect that we will have to solve them ourselves. Generally, we know how to hunt or to gather food, and we have guns, and we know how to use them. And we understand that society always, always teeters on the edge of falling apart, that very narrow ledge that we stand on daily. Liberals don't. In fact, they actively reject the notion because to accept it, it would require a complete rethink of all of their presumptions, assumptions, and premises. I got into a little tiff one time before by somebody who described himself as not part of the gun-owning tribe by this. He meant he did not feel a need to own weapons or to form the most fundamental task of an American adult to defend his family, community, and constitution with his life because some unidentified others would appear to do so for him. He mocked the notion that society could ever collapse, which is amusing. All you got to do is look at all the natural disasters that have happened recently. Katrina, Sandy, go look at them. Then when they're faced with reality, these beta males They're looking for this unknown other to come and show up, which is probably going to be one of us. You know, back in 1992, we saw chaos and we saw society disappear in California, in Los Angeles. Things can go super bad, super quick. Now, The Walking Dead has recently put out a spinoff, Fear the Walking Dead. And if you look at that series, if you look at the characters in Fear the Walking Dead, these are the kind of people that would go be drinking the new nitrogen-infused coffee and the craft beer at my buddy pal's loft. The two main adults in that series work in a public school, and their parenting style consists of catering to the whims of a drug addict's son and the most obnoxious TV teen daughter since the hated Dana from the first few seasons of Homeland. When the apocalypse fires up and gets underway, another son decides to hang out at a street protest over police brutality, sparked when the cops cap a homeless guy turned zombie. Because apparently the undead lives matter. In keeping with both the nature of their characters and with the Walking Dead traditions, the characters fail to communicate basic information to one another. Useful insights like, hey, the dead are rising and eating people, so you might want to look out for that. They also undertake poorly thought through emotion-driven schemes that always end badly. In other words, they channel Obamacare. They have a distinctly limited skill set when it comes to tactical skill. They never post guards, and they never look where they are going. Now, part of the subplot here is that if these characters were actually more tactical and more smarter and more capable of the threat, and therefore the suspense would be lessened. They've got to be idiots. They've got to be the sheep. They've got to be the liberals. But the other part is that these folks are not only soft-headed, but soft-hearted, and therefore make bad, dangerous decisions. They talk about keeping their humanity, but what they really want to do is keep up residence in the expired liberal Eden that hard men before them carved out of the wilderness. There's a scene in there where the father figure blows his stack because a supporting character showed his activist son how to use a scavenged shotgun, and daddy just doesn't dig firearms. Naturally, none of these people have their own guns, much less willingness to use them. At the end of one episode, their incompetence and weakness places another character in danger. A zombie they should have iced attacks them, and he is saved when a National Guard infantryman appears and puts a 5.56 millimeter round in the ghoul's melon. And that's my tribe. That's the tribe I belong to. Right now, Fear the Walking Dead is already beginning to turn on the military characters because it can only go so far with these liberal leanings. You can want to feel good, and you can want to live there, and you can want to do this, and you can want to do that. And at the end of the day, it's going to be about survival. The premise then has to go back to surviving, which is the root of man. If you watch the show, you and the audience know that you know exactly how they're feeling because they could never shut up. But it's clear the focus of the show remains on the characters maintaining their humanity in the face of this chaos. And what they're really going to try to maintain in the script is the urban liberal illusion. This is the most political show on television right now, at least until the original Walking Dead revs up in a few weeks. It's because every episode demonstrates the utter meaninglessness of the liberal obsession in the face of a world where monsters are real, where the monsters are ISIS and the mullahs instead of zombies. So lock and load, please, and stop babbling about your feelings. Stop worrying about things that don't matter and get ready to face the music. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 bulletproof vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A bulletproof vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number two. Get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. In keeping with what has become the tradition whenever I talk to Sean Maloney on any given day, one thing that you can never escape is that is the stigma that locations have attached to them and what shouldn't be done there because it's this location, like schools, like church. Schools, school shootings shock us because they're hitting. If an infant is the most vulnerable among us, a child in that in-between state of being mobile but still vulnerable, that's still quite shocking. Around here where I live, if you go towards a school, you'll see a very bold sign proclaiming that they are gun and drug free. And that has as much of a deterrent effect if somebody really wants to go in there and or do drugs and or shoot people as me standing up there and saying that, you know, anything. It's just a sign. Signs and laws aren't going to stop a criminal or a mentally ill person. Why don't we arm teachers to protect our children? Now, if we did my plan, all of these, like these 40,000 military army guys that are going to be army guys and gals that are going to be put out of work by Barack Obama, we would be kitting them up in their local areas and letting them guard the schools. But nobody's going to let me do that. So why don't we arm the teachers like Sean Maloney's doing in Ohio? In the Granite School District around Salt Lake City, Utah, 27-year-old Casey Hansen is a special needs teacher. And she works at multiple schools throughout the Granite School District, and she proudly carries a concealed weapon every day. All of her students have hearing aids or a cochlear implant, which would make an emergency situation more imperative for her to handle this swiftly, because, you know, they may not be able to hear and process what's coming their way. Hanson said, I never really thought about it before Sandy Hook. It just killed me. It's something personal when you mess with students or children. It's as if you are messing with one of our own. She got her concealed carry permit and took advantage of a free training course, which is offered to teachers. She then bought a Cobra 380 handgun, which she named Lucy, and started carrying it in K through 12 classrooms. And she says, I think every teacher should carry. We are the first line of defense. Someone is going to call the cops, and they're going to be informed. But how long is it going to take for them to get to the school? And in that time, how many students are going to be affected by the gunmen roaming the halls? She named her gun Lucy based upon Despicable Me 2 and on the spy who Gru falls in love with. She's a secret agent spy, and she likes to carry her lipstick taser or her weapons with her and use them on the bad guys, so she named her gun Lucy after her. Very important thing to note here. In the 10 years since teachers have been allowed to carry guns in Utah, no fatal K through 12 school shootings have occurred in Utah. And there's a little question as to why. Hansen goes on to declare, I want to protect my students. I'm going to stand in front of a bullet for any student that is in my protection, so I want another option to defend this. 2013, in the year after Sandy Hook, in 33 states, 80 bills were introduced related to Army teachers or school staff, but only Alabama, Kansas, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas enacted laws affecting public schools. According to a report by the Council of State Governments, in the state of Wisconsin, concealed carry permit holders can request permission to carry from the principal of their local school. And a new law just went into effect this year, allowing both off-duty and retired LEOs to carry in schools as well. The problem with retired and active LEOs is that there just aren't enough of them. That's the problem with that. So it actually makes better sense to arm, just let the civilians do it because, you know, lots of them. The Outdoor Channel's in-depth documentary Safe Haven, hosted by Kate Pavlich of townhall.com, where you get the news here at GCN, was an eye-opening look into just how ineffective gun-free zones really are. As the fight to allow campus carry on colleges rages on, let's not forget that primary schools deserve our attention as well. All of our children's lives have value, regardless of their age, and they all deserve to be protected one way or the other, and by any means necessary. I think on every hall in every school, there should be four teachers that are armed. That could be a lot of teachers. And I base that upon a lot of reasons. Teachers are going to be very fierce in defending their students. A school with somebody, you know, you take somebody that knows what they're doing, what they're looking at, when they go down a hallway in a school. For the interloper, for the shooter, for the active bad guy that's coming down that hallway, with the right training in place, it is a very dangerous place for him to be. It is a death trap. It is a stroll in hell for them to walk down that hallway. And part and parcel of that is putting four teachers with guns in that hallway. And it doesn't matter if they can approach from one end or the other of the hallway, because they will simply rotate because they already have built-in cover in their door opening. They can come out at a 45-degree angle. And if they have two on one side and two on the other, you then have what is referred to in the military as a kill zone or a kill box. Kill zone's typically outside, a kill box indoors. Depending on who you listen to, that's just the way it was taught to me. In places like Utah, Texas, Ohio, Arkansas, where teachers are arming up, we're not going to see these kinds of shootings. Because the active shooter who would go there to do this is wanting to make a splash, not get killed for his efforts. There's no splash to be made by being a failed active shooter. But the protection happens, and that should be the goal. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When I first started this, back in 2012, one of the mistakes that I made when I started this show was to walk around trying to strut around tactical. And, first of all, going tactical can be very anti-tactical as far as on your wallet, because being tactical is very expensive. Pants, shoes, the elusive perfect combat shirt. Do you wear a hat that just has the flag, or do you run your favorite manufacturer on it and just go that way? Every 20-something college dropout to the middle-aged accountant could now dress and move about and have all the toys of a Delta-level operator. You could go online, make a few clicks, do a lot of it on Amazon, and get the look of a real battle-hardened bad boy. shipped to your front door in less than two business days if you're on Prime. That is the name of this phenomenon, though, is Tactical. Now, let's take the Tactical premise down to the very last thing, because there's a lot of stuff that gets put on ARs. The AR or the AK or whatever your primary gun that you would think that you would run if you head out the door, all of this applies to this, okay? First of all, your tactical rifle really doesn't need to be tactical. It doesn't matter how many pictures you put up of it on Facebook and how many likes you get out of it. What really matters is, have you gotten out and walked around with that thing slung on you somewhere for an hour? Have you gone out and taken a class with it? Now, there are some guns that are just absolute art. I've had guns in the past that are absolute art. And but you pick them up and they're pretty heavy. One of the reasons that my primary carry rifle today is the Polymar 15 by Robar Guns is because of the weight. It barely weighs. It weighs a little more than 5 pounds with the optic on it. It doesn't look particularly tactical. But at the end of the day, while everybody's leaning their rifle against a tree and taking a break from it, when it's slung on me, I don't really feel it. So, to begin with, let's start with a decent base rifle, okay? It doesn't matter about brand. You know who some of the decent brands are. As a matter of fact, if you want to start with a decent base rifle, go to Wyndham Weaponry. There you go. Get their SRC No Frills. It's a No Frills rifle. Decent spec. Not going to break down on you. You're not going to be, you know, you're not going to go out there and shoot it for days on end, ever. Even if you take a week-long class is not going to break it. When it comes to the barrel, I prefer that it be free float. In a lot of cases, this base rifle is going to mean that you may have to knock off the front sight post and let it free float. And replace with a rail, and if you start with a basic branded rifle, that's probably what you're going to have to do. The free float rail attaches directly to the upper, and it does not touch the barrel. By the handguard not touching the barrel, there's no change of the shot being thrown by you putting too much or too little pressure on it. That's one reason for the free float barrel. The barrel and the rail should move independently of each other if they move at all. There shouldn't be a lot of moving around. A weapon light. There's nothing wrong with putting a weapon light on, but I have gotten away from the big Surefire flashlights with the big mounts, and now I go with the Surefire pistol light. The Surefire X300 or the Streamlight TLS-1. They're throwing out, what, well over 100 lumens. The Surefire X300, I think, is throwing out 300 lumens. They don't have... The thing about a flashlight is that when you're pushing that button on the back, it's dim, it's bright, and then maybe you get strobe. With these pistol lights, they weigh less, they take up less space on the gun, they're a smaller profile, and it's just one setting. It's either on or off, and that's all you want. You just want it on or off. You want to have a decent light. You want to have a decent amount of lumens. It doesn't have to be a spotlight. Sights. Iron sights rule. They don't need batteries. You know, you can get flip-up sights. You can get when I say iron sights, I mean manual sights. The M-Bus from Magpul is fine. The M-Bus 2 from Magpul is fine. There's nothing wrong with a quality set of flip-up sights. Nothing whatsoever. There's plenty of companies now that make steel sights that you can bolt onto the Picatinny rail. It just depends on what you want to spend. Optic. If you're going to run an optic, keep it simple. Okay? Keep it simple. I either run EOTech or Aimpoint. I run Aimpoint because I like the battery life on them. And the Aimpoint, the only Aimpoint I run because of its size is the H1. I don't run the T1 because I don't throw the gun in water, and I don't plan on running night vision with it. I run the H1 because it's cheaper, and it actually fits everything I'm going to actually do with it. And it's lightweight. Battery life will matter, so if you're going to run something like an EOTech, which has a shorter battery life, you're going to want to carry spare batteries for that. Don't go out and buy something like an ACOG and then mount a red dot to it. You don't need a backup sight for that. That's why you have the flip-ups. You don't need to have a graduated terraced optic lineup. And that's about it. When you're building that rifle, it's not going to be a multi-mission design. It doesn't matter if you're picking a red dot or a holographic or an ACOG or long range. It doesn't matter. Just pick one. And train with that one. Train with that rifle and that setup. If you put any more on the gun, you're trying way too hard. And you're adding weight. Every time you add one of these things I just described, you're adding weight. When you're adding weight and you're lugging that around during the course of a day, just during the course of a day, you'll feel it. Now, right now, we're not in a combat environment. When I go out with the ISIS welcome wagon bag, if the balloon goes up, as we said in Europe, I'm going to be wearing whatever I'm wearing at the time. They'll know I'm hostile because that gun will be in front. So, be one of us. Let's blend in. Let's be a big surprise if ISIS shows up. Hey, who are those guys? We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you keep in mind that every day for the progressives, every day is opposite day, what does it say about acting Nassau County DA Madeline Singus swearing to uphold the Constitution and then mandating a Second Amendment infringing gun ban as a condition of employment in the Nassau County DA office? Nassau County DA office forbids prosecutors from having handguns even at home. According to UCLA law professor Eugene Volk, who wrote in the Washington Post, and from the response he received when seeking deep details, such bans are consistent with other offices in the New York City metropolitan area. The ban is actually spelled out on the job application. I understand that assistant district attorneys are not permitted to apply for a handgun permit, nor own or possess a handgun, while employed by the Nassau County District Attorney. Any exception to this policy must be in writing and approved by the district attorney. Sort of makes you wonder what kind of person values a job over freedom, I guess, and why such people tend to head for government careers. Arrogant acting DA Madeline Singus presumes a lot of authority, doesn't she? That's what happens when a population includes a critical mass of useful idiots to advance her bid for further rule. Thing, you know, and the thing is here is that it's not like Law and Order Republican Kate Murray bragging about her multi-pronged plan to address gun violence, which includes support for the assault weapon ban, deserves anything from gun rights supporters but contempt. In this case, gun owners literally have no reason to vote for either candidate. As for the DA gun ban, while the initial, you know, impulse may be to laugh at the hoists on their own petard plight of anyone who is willing to be a part of such tyranny, if allowed to stand, you can bet the gun grabbers will expand that to other gun government jobs and turn their sights on the private sector if they can figure out how to do it. This is what they do. They carve out a handhold somewhere on the mountain, and while they're holding on, they try to solidify their grip. When progressives ridicule gun owners, parroting the tactical, no one wants to take your gun talking point, they're doing what they do best. They're lying to you through their teeth. You can tell they're lying because their face is moving. Of course, they want to take your gun away from you. They want to find every way they can to take your gun away from you. Whether they think that you're infirm or a criminal or mentally ill or old or can't manage your financial, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They're looking for a way. They just can't find a sure way to go after them all at once, because that would be big trouble for them. Because then we begin to look at them as zombies. We have our own Walking Dead show here in the United States. It's called The Civil War. So they're willing to take whatever pieces they can and con people into giving up under a fraudulent common sense gun safety slogan. And once that's achieved, they move on to the next objective, all the while loudly complaining about how gun extremists are so uncompromising. Now, there's an interesting story coming out of Nassau County and its treatment of the ordinary gun owner to show what kind of justice you can get there. One time, Gabrielle Rosano, a resident there, asked anti-gun representative Carolyn McCarthy a question. That's it. Actually, he was trying to ask her a question. And for that, he had his firearms confiscated and his pistol license revoked. An American citizen in New York State, no criminal charges against him, no convictions, no mental health diagnoses of any kind, no adjudication of any kind, stripped of his Second Amendment rights because he exercised the promised in the first. He exercised the promised right in the first. That happened in 2008. Now, the court ordered the return of his long guns after years of litigation. He's still ineligible for a Nassau County pistol license, and thus under the SAFE Act is subject to having all of his weapons confiscated, including hunting rifles and shotguns for self-defense in his home. All for asking a question, or trying to ask a question of a politician. Now, if the gun grabbers wanted to confine their evil nonsense to one another, I could quite easily dismiss this DA gun prohibition with a serves them right kind of thought process. You know, I'm okay, fine, shrug my shoulders, move on. But the occupation-based gun bans create an opportunity for a dangerous slippery slope, as all of their little schemes do. And while Professor Bullock cites credible reasons why the DA ban might not pass legal muster, what's unclear is if anyone besides an effective prosecutor would have standing to challenge the rule, or if all those who do have standing also have powerful career and political incentives to not rock the boat and infuriate that employer. That's bad enough, but just across the state line in New Jersey, there's a gentleman there. His name is Danny Burt. He's a Cumberland County resident who had his firearm collection impounded by the New Jersey State Police in April 2013 in conjunction with temporary protective orders reported by NJ.com. He had a total of 21 guns, and the reason his gun collection was taken was one of the guns that he inherited from his grandfather or from his father was an M1 carbine. And in New Jersey, the M1 carbine is an illegal weapon and is therefore improper to possess. So just like with Mr. Rosano in New York, who lost his pistol permit because he had that one gun, the other 20 are now subject to confiscation in the case of Mr. Burt. Burt argued that the gun legally acquired in 2006 from his grandfather, who served in World War II, had considerable sentimental value to him, and in fact he didn't even know if it was in working condition because he never fired it. Prosecutors argue that the weapon is contraband, which can never be returned to Burt. Further, they moved to keep his entire collection over the M1 and revoke his FID, citing possession of the 30 caliber carbine was a second-degree felony in New Jersey, which would bar him from firearms ownership under the state's gun laws. The court expressed sympathy for his plight. They admitted that he had no prior criminal history. They noted the gun in question is an illegal weapon under current New Jersey law, giving the court no alternative but to grant the prosecutor's request to forfeit his guns to the state over the M1. This is why things like FOIDs and FIDs and pistol permits just to own guns are a bad idea. This is why registrations are a bad idea. Because everything's fine and just until they decide to take everything from you. And then everything changes from being fine, and you're living in a state where you no longer have rights. And then you have to make a decision. I would love to know what would happen to either Mr. Rosano or Mr. Burt. And I may ask Sean about this when he comes in. He may be sitting in the chat room right now if you're listening, Sean. I may ask you about this because I would love to know what happens if Mr. Burt or Mr. Rosano were to move out of New York or New Jersey. What follows them once this sort of regime is slammed into them as far as their civil rights? The M1 carbine, you can buy those today. Fulton Armory makes a beautiful one, a beautiful M1 carbine. And when you buy one of those, when you buy anything from Fulton Armory, which I've got a gun in the safe that I need to go shoot of theirs, which I only just got cleared to go shoot. And that'll be coming up pretty soon. And then the promotion begins for Fulton Armory as well. But anyway, we're going to flip it to hour number two. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.